Watcher, and a colossal welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start off with a song called Dave Blue. And yes, of course it is. It's a blues. A rather abrupt ending. It seems to just end, as though composer and pianist Dave Burrell just couldn't think how to end it. Burrell often goes avant-garde. Indeed, the opening 19.5-minute track is a medley of West Side Story songs, but there's less than a minute's worth of music you'd recognise as from West Side Story. The esteemed writer Stanley Crouch wrote the liner notes to this Feb 68 recorded Black Lion LP, and I'll read all he has to say about Dave Blue. Perhaps we're more politically correct these days, but Crouch paints a great picture. Quote, Dave Blue summons 1,000 August Sundays in wool suits, sweating behind the lifesavers of funeral home fans, timidly waiting for the Holy Ghost to make his appearance, shouting through the mouths of the possessed and throwing the bodies of huge black women around. Unquote. Here's a topical or topical-ish song, A December to Remember.
Thank you.
And that was the young baritone player Frank Bazil, much influenced by the work of Pepper Adams, but he has developed his own style. I've only got a couple of his albums, but he's always on top form. That was his own compo, A December to Remember, from his own label. It's called Thursday the 12th. Joe Magnarelli, trumpet, Adam Birnbaum, piano, Mike Blanco, bass, and Mark Ferber, drums, recorded 2006. Next up, pianist Benny Green, live in 2016 in California. The Wes Montgomery compo Twisted Blues, recorded live at Cumbwa in Santa Cruz, California, June 2016. Great album of well-known jazz songs written by the likes of Horace Silver, Thad Jones, Duke Pearson, Cedar Walton, and of course, Wes Montgomery. So yes, pianist Benny Green knows how to pick a playlist. He's joined here by bassist David Wong and drummer Rodney Green. This Sunnyside album is called Happiness, great title, but this next album has the awful title of Romantic Ron Carter Meets Classic, but the music is superb, as we'll hear now. Thank you. just stunning. Ron Carter bass on J.S. Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, recorded in New York, December 91, for the Japanese Something Else label. Carter on piccolo bass there, with Leon Mailson bass, Steve Kroon percussion, and four cellos, or is it celli? Next, I'm playing you just part of a long 16-minuter, the first part. And it was very hard work to edit down this magnificent recording.
Thank you.
One of Miles Davis's groundbreaking albums was Sketches of Spain. Yes, Miles made many groundbreakers. Sketches of Spain is timeless. Love it just as much every time I play it. So it takes a very brave and obviously very talented trumpeter to record the album live in its entirety, and that trumpet player is Nicholas Payton. He had recorded the album live once before, but that was back in 2009 at the Hollywood Bowl. This is May 2013 at the Stad Casino, Basel, Switzerland, with Dennis Russell Davis conducting members of the Symphony Orchestra of Basel, 16 of them, plus Vincente Archer, bass, Marcus Gilmore, drums, and Daniel Sadonik on percussion. This is a stunning album. True to Miles, true to arranger Gil Evans, as Payton points out, it's exhausting. It's 50 minutes long, and the trumpet is played for 90% of that time. That was Sketches of Spain's opening song, Concierto de Aranjuez, with trumpeter Nicholas Payton. I've had some mutterings from a listener called Charles to say I never play Django Reinhardt. And I sincerely hope you enjoyed that, Charles. Lover Come Back to Me is actually from an EP called Larry Adler with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, recorded in Paris, May 38. Amazing. Larry Adler on the harmonica, of course. And the much-celebrated Hot Club Quintet is Stefan Grappelli on violin, three guitars, Django Reinhardt, Josef Reinhardt, and Eugene Wies, plus Roger Grasset bass. That version of Lover Come Back to Me was originally released as a 78 single with I Got Rhythm. The EP that I have is obviously from a much later re-release. Here's a jazz standard, but as a vocal.
Breaking rocks out here on the chain. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain. Cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hear it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime.
crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Holding steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got some time before I go. Break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
Who else could it be but Nina Simone, a truly unique talent. That was 1961. That version of Nat Adderley's work song came from her Forbidden Fruit LP. Nina playing that piano as well as singing. Al Shackman guitar, Chris White bass, Bob Hamilton drums. Wonderful. Next, the Red Pepper Blues. Thank you. Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section is the name of this contemporary LP, recorded in Los Angeles, Jan 57. Art Pepper needs little or no introduction to us, as the Altoist has recorded some fabulous albums and songs, often with titles that carry puns to either his surname, as in Pepper Pot, or, as we've just heard, Red Pepper Blues. And the puns continue even with his first name, if you remember that terrific LP, Modern Art, recorded simultaneously with this one. So who's in the rhythm section? Well, it had been the same three guys from the Miles Davis Quintet, the 55-58 one that had seen Coltrane and then Cannonball in the lineup. Red Garland piano, maybe he's the Red from Red Pepper Blues. Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. Red Pepper Blues was composed there and then in the studio, as Art didn't know about the recording session until the very morning of the date, so there was precious little time to plan. Let's hear something from pianist Paul Blay's very first album. Although this November 53 debut LP, and a very appropriate label, this was Paul Blay's very first album as a leader. Indeed, it was called Introducing Paul Blay. Debut didn't hold back on the supporting talent. Charles Mingus bass, our Blakey drums. And that was the Horace Silver song, Split Kick. Four tenors next. Well, it's one times four. I'll explain later. Thank you. That's from a Jimmy Giuffre LP called The Four Brothers Sound, recorded at the Music Inn, Lenox, Massachusetts, June 58. That was a Giuffre solo on Ode to Switzerland for the most part, with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone and Jim Hall guitar. It's billed, quite correctly, as the Jimmy Giuffre Trio, but with Giuffre layering himself several times on top of the initial recording to give that haunting sound, eventually recording the four tenor sound of the famous Four Brothers. The singer, Kevin Mahogany, died a week or so back, at just 59. Let's remember his golden voice.
Thank you. fast asleep. You lie awake and you think about the girl you never, never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers and hers alone if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most. That's the time you miss her most. That's the time you miss her most of all. Most of all.
In the wee small hours of the morning, sung by Kevin Mahogany, with the Nut Man, Cyrus Chestnut piano, Dave Stryker guitar, Ben Wolfe bass and Clarence Penn drums. In that typical bluesy Casey style of Kevin Mahogany. He was born in Kansas City, Missouri, played piano, clarinet and baritone, and often said it was his ability to play an instrument that enabled him to sing and interpret the lyrics. He also found the time to create a magazine, The Jazz Singer. His own record label, Mahogany Jazz, taught at Berkeley, appeared in jazz-orientated films, and died way too young at 59. This non-jazz number, and yes, it is non-jazz, but it's an apt tribute to Kevin Mahogany, I think. Short and Sweet, no, not jazz, but wasn't that fantastic? An album of Bach trios by three masters of their respective instruments, Yo-Yo Ma, cello, Chris Thiele, mandolin, Edgar Meyer, bass. We heard the Allegro from Bach's Trio Sonata No. 6 in G major, recorded March 2016 at The Barn, Washington, Massachusetts, and it's an apt farewell to Kevin Mahogany, I hope. But we must get back to the real thing for our last one, and it's Mal Waldron. But first, I must tell you this. Every week, for countless weeks, I've had an album by Mal's daughter, Malan, in my stack of records to play you. It's never made the final cut, but it will next week. Here and now, though, it's Mal Waldron in September 93 in New York, with Grover Washington Jr. soprano, Eddie Henderson flugelhorn, Reggie Workman bass, and Firouin Alkaff drums. Mal on piano, of course. Here's their version of the Wayne Shorter song, Footprints.
Thank you.
And sadly, that's all we have time for this week. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed the show and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.